everyone, welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Sean. Our term today is called pre-recording. Now, pre is spelled P-R-E, and usually there's a dash there, so P-R-E, pre, and then recording is spelled R-E-C-O-R-D-I-N-G. Now, pre-recording means that you take something that you record before, that's what pre means, before, and then you put it back into something else, so you use it later. Is what the idea is. Now, a lot of pre-recordings can go with voiceover or also with music. So when you see an MTV, which is what we call it in China here, but it's actually just a video, when you see and watch an MTV or a video, what that means is that you're watching the actual shot image, but the music, all of it, is already pre-recorded. They took care of it already. So when they're shooting the video, they're just playing the song on like a stereo or something like that, so people can mouth it. So when you see somebody on a video and they're singing and they're dancing, they're actually just using their mouth to lip sync, to actually sound, make it look like they're saying what you see. That's pre-recording, okay? But it's all sorts of other uses as well.
Who's the case lead? My ex-boyfriend.
Why'd you shoot him?
I was leaving.
Was he angry?
Like a madman. Till I said, Fred, move along. She knew that she was doing wrong.
Then, coming up, American slang.
Hey, 各位，欢迎来到动感英语。Right now, you're watching American Slang. I'm Joanne. 好，今天带给你一部非常棒的科幻影片的 Science Fiction， 它的名字叫 Planet of the Apes， 我把它翻译成叫《决战星球》。
That's enough. Stop. Pay attention. Miracle, stop. I need a no treat.
Hey, 来看今天的美国绿友带给你的词组，来在这个句子里面的一个句子叫 A minute or no treat.
Okay. No treat.
OK， 我们教的这个词叫 T-R-E-A-T， 跟我读一遍，这个词叫 treat。That's right. A treat is a special gift, often of some good food, particularly given to children as a reward for good behavior. 我们讲这个 T-R-E-A-T 这个单词在俚语里面有两个意思，它一般两个词性，可以做名词，可以做动词。那么在俚语里面，我们来先教你一个名词的用法。它一般是表示一个小的奖励，一般是表示给孩子的。孩子如果表现不错，很听话，你要给他个礼物和奖励，我们就叫treat， 记住了吗？这是它名词的用法。好，各位，我们先来看这个 treat， 这个 treat 做名词的例句好吗？听好了 ，treat 一个奖励，一个奖励，听好。Well, our daughter, her name is Susie. Wow, beautiful name. 好，听好这个句子叫 Our daughter Susie was so quiet on the flight.That we bought ice cream as a treat. As a treat, 作为一个礼物，这个句子的意思是，我们的女儿在飞机上面的 on the flight， 在航班上面非常的安静 ，so quiet， 乃至于我跟孩子的妈妈觉得好，奖励一下，于是买了一个 ice cream， 叫冰激凌，对吗？冰激凌做奖励叫 bought ice cream， 作为奖励叫 as a treat。哎，我们刚才讲了这个 treat 可以做名词，还可以做动词 verb， 对吧？好，那么这个词做动词的话，它不是表示作为一个奖励，是表示款待谁，请谁的客，叫 treat。对我们中国人这个词好像非常的有用。那么来看这个例句，听好了，这个句子当动词 treat。Listen， It was Nathan's birthday on Tuesday. That's right. So we all treated him to dinner.这句话的意思是，嘿，过去的这个礼拜二是 Nathan 是个人，这个 Nathan 的生日，是他的生日，过去的这个礼拜二怎么过的呢？这个礼拜二我们大家一起请他吃了顿晚饭，请他吃饭，我们叫这个句子听一遍，叫 We all 我们都 treated him 怎么样 to dinner， 所以这个 treat 是表示请人吃饭的意思。咱们两个人出去去餐馆，如果我们不说 A， 这叫 split the bill。好，我们还有一个说法叫我请你的客，我们会说很简单叫 my treat means it's on me。好，记住了，我请客叫 my treat。那么这个句子里面做动词叫 we all treated him what to dinner。
That's enough. Stop. Pay attention. Apparently, stop. I needed a no treat.
Hey, 各位，下面回到经典对白 ，I'm Duran。下面的片段里面你会看到， 我们的飞行员 Leo 他训练的那只猴子丢失在太空里面了，失踪在太空里面，怎么这么奇怪？
What's wrong?
He's off course.
Lock on him.
Cannot respond, sir.
There's a surge in the heart and he's scared.
Light him up again.
看第一个原点是这个句子，一起来说叫 He's off course.
He's off course.
Being off course means going in the wrong direction or following the wrong route.好，这个句子的意思是，再看这个词叫 course， C O U R S E， 这个单词的意思非常多，它其中有一个意思就表示路线、道路的意思。那么 O F F 是表示离开，如果这个路线应该是这么走，你却离开了它，你猜一猜它什么意思？它的意思就应该表示你方向走错了，你的路走错了，走错路了叫 off course。好了，那么这个词组我们来看一个例句好吗？听好这个句子叫 Hey。Because we didn't have an accurate map, we went totally, of course, by mistake, and arrived an hour late. 这句话的意思是，因为我们手里面没有一个 accurate map, 这个地图根本就不准，所以我们就完全的走错了路。我们走错了路角，走错路角 went 过去式是 go 的过去式 ，we went 这个 totally 是表示程度的，完全走丢了。没有这个词也可以。走丢走错路叫 went off course。 好了各位，来这个词组我们再来看第二个例句，准备好第二个例句 off course。 来看这个句子叫 Hey I went off course during the boat race and got disqualified。 那么在赛艇比赛里面我完全开错航道了，我完全开错方向了，乃至于我被剥夺了资格。那么来看前半句叫我的方向走错，我的路向走错，在一个地方，这个句子叫 I went off course， 后面是 during， 这个比赛叫赛艇叫 boat race， 好，非常棒。第二个部分叫结果怎么样，我们用 and， 我被剥夺了资格这个词组先交给你，加油，记住这个词组叫 got disqualified。
Cannot respond, sir.
There's a surge in the heart and he's scared.
Light him up again.
Can't.
好，各位，我们再来看第二个原点。刚才这个片段里面的这个词组叫 light him up again。
Light him up again.
If you say to light something up, that just means get it ready for some event。它的意思是表示，嘿，先不能说。来看 L I N E 的意思是，你来猜一猜，它是一条线的意思，对吗？一个线叫 a line， 一排。那么 U P 的意思是站起来。如果我让他们站起来排成一条线的意思是排一支队出来，排一个队叫 line up。 那么怎么把这个词组用在生活里面，其实每天都会见得到。我们来看下面这个例句，听好了。如果外面你看到叽叽喳喳的非常的吵，而且人也很多，你会说 Hey what happened lots of people there， 怎么那么多人？我会告诉你 Hey 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 the teacher you know the teacher lined up the naughty students andPunished them. Oh no. 这句话的意思是，那个老师正在让大家那些淘气的学生们排成一支队伍，然后一一的去惩罚他们。好，这个句子又教了一个新词叫淘气，叫 naughty。 那么这个句子我们回忆一下，这个句子叫淘气的学生被老师说站成一排，然后怎么样，然后要惩罚你们。这个句子叫 the teacher 老师 the teacher lined up 站成一条线，让谁呢？Lined up the naughty students， 结果怎么样？要干什么 ？And punished them。好，我们再来看第二个例句，听好了。第二个例句跟运动有关系。这个句子叫 ：Hey， we've lined up flight tickets for the soccer game tomorrow night。啊，这个句子的意思是，我再说的慢一点，叫 We have， 叫 We've lined up， 我们 lined up， 排成一条队干什么？Five tickets 怎么跟五张电影票有关系？是球赛票，因为后面说的叫 for the soccer game。 soccer game 我们讲过是足球赛，什么时间的？ tomorrow night 明天晚上的。那么为了明天晚上的五张票，我们 light up， 你可以想象 up 不睡不睡，站起来不睡， light 是排队排队。哦，原来这个句子的意思是我们很不容易买到了五张票啊，哪天的？明天晚上的什么票？足球赛的票。 那么这个句子翻译的有一点婉转，那么它的意思是表示我们很不容易排队才买得到这个东西。
What's wrong?
He's out of course.
Lock on him.
He cannot respond, sir.
There's a surge in the heart rate. He's scared.
Light him up again.
那进行下面一个单元之前，还是老方法，要 quick review， 来看看今天学了什么东西。在俚语里面，我们学了一个词组，是表示给孩子一个奖励。还记得那个例句吗？叫孩子在，我的女儿叫 Susie， 她在飞机上面非常安静，于是我们买了一个冰淇淋叫 as a treat。 Very good， 这个句子的意思是作为一个奖赏给孩子，叫 as a treat。 另外这个词组就是俚语，还可以当动词用，是表示嘿，她的生日我们要 treat him 怎么样 to dinner。 Very good， 记住 treat somebody， my treat 也是这个意思，我请客，所以 treat 奖励或者请客。好，接下去我们学了一个词组是 OFF， 千万别混了，不是那个 of course， 它是读 of course。 这个句子的意思是表示你的方向走错了，你的路走错了，于是你会知道那个句子叫 of course。 好，接下去刚刚讲过的不应该忘，这个词组是表示让谁排成一条线，乃至于它有一个衍生意思，是使我们表示我们排队来买一个东西很不容易得到，那个词组叫 line up。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas. This is Halloween. Halloween is a holiday that we celebrate in the United States and some other countries, and children dress up in costumes, sometimes very scary costumes, and go knock on people's doors. And the doors open, and someone gives them candy, and it's really fun. And this movie is about a place where every day is Halloween. So the song says, boys and girls of every age, if you're old, if you're young,Wouldn't you like to see something strange? Strange, weird, not normal. This, our town of Halloween. So this town in the movie, every day is Halloween. Every day it's the same holiday. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream.Now, a pumpkin is a kind of vegetable. It's big and it's orange. And on Halloween, people will carve it. They'll make a face on it and put it in front of their houses to scare away any ghosts. So in this town, pumpkins scream in the dead of night. Dead of night is a phrase that means when it's really late outside and very dark and quiet, suddenly, ah! The pumpkin screams. Very scary.Everybody, make a scene. If you make a scene, you do something big and crazy, and everybody will look at you. So if you make a scene, you maybe do big movements and say something really loud, and then everybody's going to see you. That's making a scene. All right, let's listen to the song, and I'll see you next time on Action English.
I am the one hiding under your bed, teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs, fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween. In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.